Well, hello, hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. As always, super pumped to be in your ears. And I do want to say a special thank you for being a listener, for doing the work, for upgrading yourself, and for being an example of what is possible for the physician community. So to you, thank you. And thank you also for sharing. I get the opportunity now to talk to a lot of people, more people than usual now that, you know, I can travel more. And it's always so amazing to hear people who are like, you know, I was going through a hard time in my business. And, you know, a friend of mine was like, you absolutely have to listen to the EntreMD podcast, or got them a copy of the EntreMD method book, or, you know, and just to hear that we're doing the work of being the Calvary and bringing about this change in medicine is so awesome. So you've been doing it. Thank you. And please don't stop. We have so much work to do to get to the 100,000 doctors that we're trying to help. All right. So today, I really wanted to do one of these episodes where I'm sharing what I'm thinking, really. I had the privilege of being at an event hosted by Terry Savelle, and her guest speaker was John Maxwell. Now, if you have not heard about John Maxwell, you're welcome, because I've introduced you to one of the greatest thought leaders as far as leadership goes. He's 76 years old now. He's been doing this work for the last 50 years, like 50. Can you imagine that? And so to hear somebody who's actively been working on growing leaders, raising people who raise leaders, and all of that for 50 years, there's a lot of wisdom to be pulled out of what he had to talk about. But more than what he talked about were the things I was able to infer from some things that he said. And I want to share some of those with you. You know, he made a few statements. So he made three statements that really got me thinking. The first statement he made is that he has written 90 books. 90 books, right? And when I think about it, I'm like, wow, that is a certain level of consistency over a long period of time. And his books are not fluffy books. His books are really great, really well done, pack a punch. And he's done 90 of them. You know, and it just got me thinking, you know, time is going to come and time is going to go, whether we write the book or not, whether we take the business to the next level or not, whether we build the team or not, whether we create our financial freedom or not, whether we create the memories because we have time freedom now or not, like the time is going to go. The question is, who are you going to be? What would you have done? What would you have accomplished at the end of the time, right? So 90 books is a lot of books. If you wrote a book a year, it'll take you 90 years. If you wrote two books a year, it'll take you 45 years. And not only did he say he had 90 books done, he said he has 13 in the pipeline, like 13. Most people will not write 13 books in their entire lifetime. But this 76-year-old has 13 in the pipeline. And, you know, when I tell you the other statements, you'll see why this is so profound. And the reason why, you know, it meant so much to me is he's going to have a life where technically he kind of lives forever. And I'll explain what that is. I remember listening to, watching a YouTube video by the late Miles Monroe. And it was so impactful. Like I was done listening to it. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so wild. This is amazing. But then I stopped and I thought about it. I'm like, this man has been dead for 8 years. Like he's been gone. And here he is, and his work continues to impact me. Why? Because he took time to create this legacy body of work, if you will, right? And so when I think about John Maxwell, and I think about his 90 books, decades after he's gone, right? His life is going to continue to have more of an impact than many people who are alive, right? And that's why I like creating those. That's why I talked to you about creating your HQ, which would be, you know, like a YouTube channel, podcast, or blog, something that can live on, something that can work for you 24/7 while you're alive, after you're gone. It is just this huge, it's like your gift to the world. And so, you know, 90, that's powerful. And 13 more, that's really powerful, over 100 books in a lifetime, right? Like you think about the greats like Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn has been dead for years. I think by the time I started listening to him, he was already dead, right? And he's had such a profound impact on, you know, my philosophies, my thoughts about business, my thoughts about personal improvement and all of those things. But it's only because of the things, you know, he left behind. And, you know, I listened to the last interview he did before he died. This is Jim Rohn. And he had, I think he'd written about six books. I think he wrote six books. And he was saying, you know, in hindsight, you see, but he was like, I should have written a lot more, but I just didn't. Maybe I would have had 20 books, but I just didn't. And I'm sharing that with you because if there are things in you, there's no time like the present to get them out, right? And if you're not consistent to write one and two and seven and 10, you can't write 90. Now, am I saying everybody should write 90 books? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, wow, if we can start, right? Who knows what we can do? Okay. So that was the first statement. The second statement he made was even more shocking. He said he has trained 6 million leaders. 6 million leaders. There are 1 million physicians in the United States. He has trained 6 million leaders from every country in the world. And I'm thinking, golly, man, like what? Every country in the world. Imagine one life, right? Of course, he's doing this through a team and all those things, but he built the team, right? And I'm thinking, I'm like, my goodness, like if you can start from where you are and you can be diligent and you can continue to grow your capacity and all of these things, it's amazing what you can do. Every country in the world. Now, the third statement he made is that he has the biggest coaching company in the world, and they've trained 51,000 coaches, 51,000 coaches from 142 countries, right? And it all goes back to the compounding effect, because again, he's been doing this for five decades. And so if we know, and one of the things I say this every morning, that I'm living a life of global impact, that my life will touch all the nations of the world. It's something that, you know, and how am I going to do it right now? I couldn't tell you. But I know that if I can start from where I am and I can continue to grow and I continue to press and I continue to take on new things and do things I haven't done before, I'll get there. But you see, I am 5 years into my journey. He's 50 years into his. And it was just so beautiful to see, like, if I can keep at it, if I can keep going, if I can keep pressing, if I won't settle, who knows what will happen with my life. And for you, you may not have any interest at all in touching all the countries of the earth. So this is not about all the countries. That's not really what it is. It's really about becoming the best version of you, exploring your full potential, doing all the things that you're wired to do. That's what it's about. But what is so dangerous is if we don't start now and create the result we can get in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, in 4 years, in 5 years, by the time we get fit to 50, we won't have the result. We wouldn't have done the thing. And so my challenge to you really is to start taking what you do even more seriously, take it up a notch. Maybe you're in cruise control, get out of it. Maybe you're at a stage where you're like, I know all these things and you've kind of stopped learning. You're no longer curious. Step out of that. Maybe you've stopped dreaming. It's time to dream again. Maybe you know what the next level is, but you're just like, I don't want to own it. The prize for it, I will have to evolve and all that. And I just don't want to do it. I am inviting you to take what you're doing so seriously, because 5 decades from now, 4 decades from now, 3 decades from now, who knows what that becomes? I mean, I showed up in EntreMD and I did a lot of things. I had no idea we'll be where we are now. I had none. Like, I knew we would be doing things, but this current reality is mind-boggling. And I ask myself, wow, if you could keep at this for another 3, 4, 5 decades, what will happen, right? So anyway, So I've watched him for a few years, and I kind of listened to him and read between the lines as he was speaking. And I want to tell you some things that I know he's done consistently, you know, and I'll just give you five of them real quick. And the first one is that I know he's a voracious learner. He's always reading. He's very curious. In fact, the speaker, the host of the event, was somebody that he had mentored through his books and all of those things. And she was teaching about the biggest lesson she learned from him, and he was taking notes, right? Like, maybe if it were me, I'll go like, I taught her all that stuff, you know, like, what can I learn from her? I don't think I would do that. I've learned to be a learner, but it would make perfect sense to do that. Like, she's talking about what she learned from me, but he has notes. Like, these are my takeaways from what she said. Voracious learner, very curious, very humble, right? Whenever you find yourself saying, oh, I know all that, you're like an endangered species. Like, you want to stop saying that. You want to stop thinking that. You want to be curious. You want to learn. Why? That's the only path. So that's number one. Number two is he's a consistent writer, and he was talking about his writing habit. He wakes up at 4 o'clock or something like that, or 5 o'clock, and he writes for 6 hours. He writes for 6 hours. I guess if you write for 6 hours, you'll have 90 books, right? The other thing is that he speaks consistently. He's always on stages. He's always speaking. He's always spreading his message. He's doing this internationally. He's doing that within the US. He's doing that on podcasts. He's doing that on YouTube channels. I've heard him on Ed Milet's show. I've heard him on Grant Cardone's stages. So he's on all these stages consistently speaking, even though he has this really big brand, he has the biggest company, he has New York Best Time Seller multiple times, and all of these things, right? Number four, he weathered storms. Now, he didn't talk about any storms in his talk, that, you know, the talk I recently listened to, but you don't do something for 50 years without having a lot of storms. And he talked about how he has 11 companies, right? You don't have 11 companies without having a lot of storms, but the storms never stopped him. He's still here. He's still doing it. He's still showing up, right? And the fifth thing is, you know, he's committed to growth. He's committed to his evolution. Why do I say that? Well, he went from no company to 11 companies. It takes a lot of evolution to do that. It takes a lot, because what takes you from no company to a company require evolution. From there to 100,000, 200,000, a million, all that requires your evolution. Now, leading the company, so it's not entirely dependent on you, requires your evolution. Leading multiple companies at the same time requires a different evolution. Do you see what I'm saying? Leading companies that are needing to serve people in different countries, it requires a continuous evolution. And he did it, right? When you have people you've trained in every country, there are cultural differences. There are all kinds of things. When you have 51,000 coaches, you have to manage 51,000 coaches. Like, oh my goodness, right? And so when you think about it, is someone given to growth? There's no cap. There's no, I've arrived. There's no, don't talk to me anymore. I'm not growing. There's no, it's constant growth. Constant growth. And so when I think about it, I think, you know, really what my challenge for you today is, you know, take the lids off your learning, the lids off your evolution, the lids off doing the work, right? Doing the work. He's 76 years old, still writing 6 hours a day, right? He's still doing the work, right? He's still mastering his craft. And I want to invite you to do that. And I want you to take the lids off your dream. Like, oh, I can't, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but I can't really do it. So, like, get rid of all of that and go all in. Go all in and decide, you know, I'm going to make this a masterpiece. I want to be somebody who at the end of my time here on earth, I go like, yeah, I gave it all. Like, the ground is going to get an empty body, like an empty carcass. Like, I'm done. I squeezed out every single potential in me. I used all the juice I had to serve my world and to make an impact and all of that. And if you can do that, you don't need to have the how. It really starts with the decision first. Like, I'm going to do this. And then we work on the how. Now, you're going to need a how. You're going to need, you know, massive action and all of those things. But it doesn't start from there. You can't make the decision if you're thinking about the how, because you don't have the how, right? You don't have the how yet, right? And you start with, okay, I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm going to take the lids off. Okay, I'm going to go all in, you know? And when I think about 100,000 physicians making a decision like this, healthcare will be so much better. The healthcare space will be so much better. Life for physicians as a whole will be so much better. The world will be a much better place. And so I'm inviting you to join me and, you know, let's go all in and get this stuff done. Of course, we're always available if you think, you know, I need some support on this journey and all of that stuff. You know, my team is always happy to get on a call with you and help you see, you know, the options that we have and which one would be a great next step for you. So that would be entremd.com/call. Of course, we're always available to help. We exist for the physician community. And, you know, I'm just excited when I think about it. I've worked with a few doctors who have embraced this mindset and watching what their lives look like now, you know, 2 years later, 3 years later, 4 years later is so mind-boggling. That just lets me know, oh my goodness, if you could keep at this for a decade, if you can keep at this for two decades, you'll look back and you're like, my goodness, how did I become this person, right? So that's what I want for you. That's what I want for me. That's what I want for physicians. So please share this episode with another doctor in your world. Share it on social media. Tag us, #EntreeMD. And I will see you, my friend, on the next episode of the EntreeMD podcast.